Welcome back to WST, your home for West Coast sports and 5-Minute Life Guides. I'm your host, Big Ben, as I continue to lead in our college pick'em, weekly college pick'em, as we head into week 10 of the Pac-12. A lot shaken out here over the course of the past week.
And I'm your co-host, Kaywin, for now. I'm on the hot seat like Clay Helton, so I might not be back next week. Sorry, fans.
You're in strong evaluation mode. You may have to... You may have to employ someone else to make your play calls here for you.
Make I'm on picks. A PIP.
How much you are in a performance improvement plan right now? You got one quarter to improve. If it doesn't improve over the course of the next 4 weeks, you're out. You got to at least win 50% of these games. Pick them right.
I always play well under pressure, so I'm ready.
You're ready. All right, let's get into it. Overall, the shakeout for all the Pac-12 fans out there. If you watched the college football playoff and the debut of how things may shake out. We had one team in the top 10, my Cougs, at number 8, a 2.6% chance of making the college football playoff. So you're telling
still,
me
there's still a got chance. A chance.
You're
still
telling got a me chance. There's a chance. The only other team in the top 25 at this point is Utah. So you got Utah in the south, the Cougs in the north. They're running towards a matchup down in Santa Clara for the Pac-12 title. This week's games, let's get into a little bit. We got Colorado at Arizona.
Are we going to go through the standings, or do you want to?
I didn't know if you wanted to disclose just how poorly you're doing. So go ahead.
Well, since I'm being evaluated, I feel like honesty and forthcomingness is a good quality. So
I'm going to document all of your picks. Write them down.
Into week 10, Big Ben 32, Kaywin 24.
Wow.
I dropped back to because I went with the LA schools. I went with USC. They lost to A-State. UCLA got killed by Utah. UCLA schools crushed me again.
Is everyone in LA now a Rams fan? Have they just given up on college football as a whole?
Rams and Lakers.
Throwing in the wave the white flag in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. College football's over. It's NFL time. It's Bron time.
Everyone's trying to get bowl eligible at this point. So let's talk about the games a little bit. Colorado at Arizona down in Tucson. You can go to the game for $5. It's on FS1 tonight.
Pac-12 after dark. We were there in Tucson. Atmosphere.
It was homecoming last week. I'd love to hear how that went down in Arizona. Tate came back, beat Oregon last week down at home. Tate came back. The Rhett Rod era is over down in Arizona. They've righted the ship. He may transfer next year. Colorado at Arizona. Colorado's reeling at this point. Their soft non-conference schedule has them just getting their tails kicked throughout the conference season. Let's say I got Arizona tonight. Tate has another big game. Writes himself. He probably sticks around again for another year, and he becomes part of the conversation, Heisman conversation next year. I got Arizona 31-21.
I got Arizona too. Colorado's reeling, like you said. It's going to be 4 straight. My Wildcats roll.
Your Wildcats.
My now Wildcats.
You've migrated to Arizona.
I've got every school in the Pac-12 that's going to win.
You got 15 different hats on the table or 12 different hats.
Exactly.
Put them all different.
Colorado. Moving down to Tempe. We've got Utah
Big
versus
Herm.
Sun Devils. Big Herm.
Big Herm
Utah.
Was a big win.
But Utah, first in the South, coming in strong, looking to extend that lead against my Trojans. But you know what? Too much Manny Wilkes, too much Herm. Sun Devils roll. They win by 2 touchdowns.
Arizona State just signed Chad Ochocinco's youngest kid. Maybe not youngest, but his son. He's a class of 2020 kid. They ride that momentum. He's on the sideline. Ochocinco's all of a sudden all in with the Sun Devils. Big Herm rolls, beats Utah, and it just makes more of a cluster in the Pac-12 South. Again, no one in the South really showing any glimpse of becoming a leader coming out. I got the Sun Devils who are now, I guess that's an upset for me. I may look back at that. All right, let's get into the next game on the docket for the Pac-12. We got UCLA at Oregon. That's a blowout. 41-14.
Wow. Are you sticking with that? Because my sources tell me Herbert and Dylan, the Ducks' star wide receiver, are both in concussion protocol.
Just give them some smelling salts. Get them back out there. They lead the Ducks to a win. There's no way Chip Kelly goes in Odson and gets a win. They're at UCLA. State of California teams win? California did win. We'll get in that later. Who do you got in the game? You telling me UCLA is going to pull that one out in Odson?
You know, I've got to do some wild and crazy things to get this thing moving. I am going with my Ducks. Even though Hebert or Herbert might be out, Ducks still roll. They've got too many weapons.
Ducks get to bowl eligibility, get to 6-3 overall, back to even Steven in the conference, 3-3. Stanford at Washington. Both teams coming off a loss. Stanford got beat by my Cougs, last second field goal. I guess I wouldn't call it last second, but we had our boy Mazza make a field goal, one of a 41-yarder to put the Cougs in the lead for good over Stanford, take home that win down at Stanford, key win for the Cougs. Stanford's somewhat Bryce Love has been off injured throughout the season. Washington.
At the beginning of the year, everyone had this game marked as like the big game, Absolutely. Now it's like the game we just talk about.
Yeah, it's
before we get to your Cougs.
Very little implications going on here in this. I mean, you got Stanford at 3-2 in conference. It's Washington. Here's the funny thing. Going back to what I said last week around all the UW fans just being absolute homers and not really understanding what goes on and the obvious holes in their entire team.
And only good at internet fights?
Yeah, exactly. On message boards, they are the strongest competitors throughout the Pac-12. You get in front
great
of them.
Great trolls.
Wonderful trolls. I'll give them that. They're good at internet fights. But the thing with UW and Stanford is, again, they're all injured, or a lot of injuries across the board, key players, key personnel. But UW still thinks they hold their own destiny. In effect, they do. I hope Stanford wins, and I'm going to go for a Stanford win here. Bryce Love runs all over Montlake, puts up 300-plus yards, all-purpose yards, and Stanford wins 24-17. Browning can't get it going again.
That's Boom. Where you're wrong, my friend. Browning gets it going. Too much Gaskin. Huskies win 17-14 in a close one.
I think Gaskin's in concussion protocol. Who's not in concussion protocol?
Everyone is at this time of the year.
USC at Oregon State. Oregon State with its lone win last week over ASU at Big Herm. Congrats to Jonathan Smith, the head coach, their first year. Their running game looks good for a couple of years to come. They got a freshman in the top five in the country in rushing yards. USC comes in reeling. Do you want to talk about Jake the Snake, even though his name's Jack?
Jack looked great last week, but you know what? JT's back. He cleared concussion protocol. There's been some shakeups with the Trojans. Helton is now calling the plays. He's putting all the pressure on him. His seat is getting hotter. But you know what? Well, actually, let's talk about this. Trojans are 500. They win the South. They beat Notre Dame. End of the year. Do you keep Helton?
I don't know. I think it's – he's betting on himself and taking over the play calling duties from T. Martin. That obviously hasn't gone well in respect. T. Martin, a first-year play caller. Helton's betting on himself. He's saying, if I'm going down, I'll go down alone potentially. Probably take some of the risk off T. Martin. But, you know, if Helton loses this game, I could see them pulling the plug right away. When you talk about recruits, prime recruiting season right now, if you're not winning games or you don't show a change, everyone sours. USC should attract the best kids from Southern Cal, the cream of the crop at this point with where UCLA is at. I think if he loses this week, they pull the plug.
I agree. I mean, USC always gets All-Americans. They could put me and you at coach 2 weeks before recruiting day, and we would still sign like a top five class. Everyone goes to USC. He's got the horses. I don't know if the discipline and the offensive scheme's there.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, son. I will say this: when I heard someone saying that they went and visited every like five different spring practices, and when they went, if you think about USC and when they were good, when the Bush era, the Leinart era, it was the thing that Carroll had going there, and maybe they haven't got this swagger back, is that you came to USC to compete. It was almost as if we have, you know, 20 to 30 NFL, potential NFL players. Even if you're not playing in the game, in practice, you're competing against the best.
Yeah, and even if your name is Matt Castle and you're backup quarterback, you're still going to get drafted and go exactly. to the NFL.
You know, Jack Sears is probably going to get drafted at some point if he's a backup, but the quarterbacks haven't been there. JT Daniels hasn't delivered in the way that they thought he would. Maybe that opens up the opportunity for them to pick up a top five quarterback in the next recruiting round. But I'll let them squeak out a win here. I don't like the Trojans in terms of their makeup. 24-21 over the Beavs and Corvallis. Jonathan Smith continues to show some toughness for the Beavs, but the USC comes in and gets a win, gets back to 500.
USC wins. I mean, it's the Beavs. Come on.
All right, marquee game. This is Pac-12 After Dark on Saturday. I'll be at the Maddens. The Maddens are currently, so Marcy and John, their house has been, it's down to the foundation. They're remodeling, so that's the parents. Parents are gone, so we're throwing a house party to watch the Cougs. Cal at WSU, it's Dad's weekend.
Yeah, Dad's weekend. I thought you were going to forget that. Don't you have a story about your dad?
I do. So my dad, I worked at Mike's. Mike's is in the middle of campus. It's I was a bouncer.
Of course you were.
I was. I also was a part-time cocktailer too. I could make a mean Jaeger bomb. That's about it.
Don't forget a Super Corona.
You're right. We'll get in the Super Corona later. I think that's more of a summer drink. We're in the midst of winter. My dad came in. He came in a little early. He got in around like 7. So I had called some buddies and been like, hey, my dad's at the Coug. You mind just going hanging out with him? Keep an eye on him. Well, I get there and he's like, my tab's at the bar. Well, I went up and said like, what's the tab on Martin? It was $300. So it'd been 3 hours. He spent $100 an hour. And he'd come to find out he'd bought all my friends' beer throughout the day. You know, he was the king, sitting in the corner, couldn't wipe the smile off his face. First time in Pullman, he was taking full advantage of everything. I think he even had the jukebox going.
Was he out on the dance floor?
No, there's no dance floor at the Coug. The Coug is his perfect spot. It's a place where everyone sits down, talks. You know, it's very kind of old school barish, something he was probably used to. Yeah. A lot like Draft Picks in Mount Vernon, where he used to hang out quite a bit too. But he had racked up $300, and then I kind of sat down, started to hang out with all my buddies and my dad, and he gets up and goes to the bathroom. Well, he Irish exits. I couldn't find him. He just Irish, good old Martin Irish exit.
Did he stick the tab with you?
Oh, he did. Absolutely.
I love it.
Smart dad. Irish exit, $400 later.
You're a broke college student. You're washing dishes in the back.
I'm trying to survive. I'm having to pass the hat to pay the tab. But I tried to find my dad anywhere within the fraternity. I couldn't find him. So come to find out, I kind of shrug my head, like shoulders. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. Wake up in the morning. I walk out to the car. He slept in the car.
That is
the back of the car. Yeah. I mean, that's how my dad rolls, I guess. But I got the Cougs.
So before you woke him up, you pickpocketed him and reimbursed yourself.
I shook him down for $400.
Well, the story is you came out on top.
My dad, made him take me to breakfast too. Cal coming in off a big win over UW. That game was, if you watch that game, here's the Huskies. Oh, we just couldn't get it going. They brought in their backup. They sat Browning for a little bit in hopes that this redshirt sophomore could save the game. The redshirt sophomore, first time around, couldn't get the formation right, delay of game. Second play, pick six to a linebacker, tries to throw a little lob over the line. Linebacker picks it off, takes it in for pick six. Game over. Cal wins. Big win. So they're riding high coming into Pullman, but I don't see them getting it done. Cougs playing too well. We're pretty healthy, knock on wood. And the Cougs roll 41-21 in Pullman. Dads will be going crazy. They'll be at Mike's. They'll be at Valhalla. They'll be at the Coug. There'll be Boone's passes going on. I bet you there's flasks everywhere going on in Pullman. It's going to be a good weekend on the Palouse.
Dad's weekend. Party at the Maddens. The Cougs going crazy. Cougs roll. This isn't even close. Bears won last week, which was a shock to everyone. But they've got no chance this week.
What is it about playing? Have you been to Berkeley for a game?
The
Cougs lost in Berkeley. Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a sleepy. It's a little more. Is it more upbeat than Stanford?
It's definitely more upbeat. The fans are rowdy. The stadium's actually pretty cool. With the way it sits on a clear day, you can kind of look into the city. You can see the Bay Bridge. You can see everything. Great college campus. Rowdy, obnoxious Berkeley fans.
Let's take a look at I want to take a look at the top 25 here and figure out.
Really, I want to propose something here.
Yeah. What do you got?
We've got all the same picks except one. I've got UW. You've got Stanford. I'm willing to take an upset if you can give me some bonus points on that upset.
2-1? What do you want? 2-1?
Yeah, sure. I would say 3-1 at this rate, but.
Wow. 3-1? I'll give you 2-1 this week, 3-1 next week. How about that? You can
2-1? I'm going Bruins over the Ducks.
Wow. Okay. You got it. This is the equivalent of you're down like 7 strokes on 17, but you or 16, and you press the final 3 holes, just hoping to come back and split. All right, here's what I see playing out. Let's talk about the overall bigger picture in the college football playoffs, since we do have one horse in the race here in the Cougs. We got Georgia at Kentucky. Some people see that as a potential upset game for Kentucky. We're looking to move up. We sit at 8. Kentucky's at 9. Georgia's at 6. So we stand to maybe pick up some ground. There's a big game, Penn State at Michigan. Some people see that going either way. Michigan's a predominant favorite there. Penn State can pull off the upset. You may see the Cougs move up in the rankings. Other games of note out there, obviously Bama at LSU. The loser of that game probably drops behind the Cougs potentially. That's a huge game. Ah, geez, I wish I was at Ainsworth. This would be a phenomenal weekend for Ainsworth. Bucket service?
Bucket service, draft picks. Wow. Let's go back.
Let's do it. Let's see here. Any other games? There's no other games really. So you got those three games that could really wait in the Cougars' favor here. Ideally, you see Bama stay up top. Bama and Clemson are going to take those top two spots. The other two are the really ones up for grabs. So you got Michigan, Oklahoma.
Wow, you want to add Bama LSU to our picks this week?
Ooh, let's do it.
I'm going LSU.
What?
I'm going LSU.
You got LSU?
I gotta pick something different to win.
Are you serious? I think Bama could beat the Raiders right now.
You know what? Bama could have an off week. They're feeling themselves. They didn't come in focus. LSU smells blood.
Or I don't think you could find two coaches more opposite than Nick Saban and Ed Orgeron. Orgeron is just outlandish. Not very elegant's probably the wrong word, but in terms of verbal makeup, it's he's got the Baton Rouge or kind of go Tigers mentality, where Nick Saban's very articulate. So it's going to be a battle of kind of brains versus brawn in a way. I'm going to go with Bama. Late field goal. LSU hangs around, but ideally it's a Bama in a blowout so that LSU drops behind the Cougs. That's one thing you got to look at too.
But you know what? That's where you're wrong, my friend. LSU, stingy defense, great secondary, strong up front. They're going to shut down Bama. They're going to win by 3.
32-24 is our picks going into week 10. Strong lead for myself. I love it. I wonder what my win rate is. It's got to be pretty decent, I imagine.
I think it only looks good because you're playing against me.
We may need a guest picker. Yeah. We may need a guest picker. Bledsoe now leads College Game Day, which is cool to see a Coug. I think he got 12 out of 15, even picked the Purdue upset a couple weeks back when they were in Pullman. All right, so let's break this down. Colorado, Arizona. Zona coming off that big win versus Oregon. Utah at Arizona State. UCLA at Oregon.
Bruins win. I get 2.
Stanford at Washington. USC at Oregon State. And then the marquee game. The Cougs still in the college football playoff conversation. All right, let's wrap this up. WST Sports, week 10 picks. Ben's in the big Ben's in the big lead.
Find us online, social media.
You're going to be washing dishes to pay me back here.
Well, I'll wash dishes.
Or we're going to have to go to NFL picks. next week.
We're doing every bowl game. We're going to do daily NBA picks until I catch up.
Deal. How many? Yeah. Should we go to a couple bowl games? It's bowl game season.
I mean, we should. We can squeeze it in.
We'll do a bowl game pick 'em. That will be your way to make up a ton of ground.
Love it. Let's wrap this up. Find us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, WST_podcast. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. Listen, download, subscribe, interact with us.
Boom.
Boom.